This is the spoiler review for Spider-Man Homecoming, starring a bunch of folks you should know and some folks you don't know. So first up is Tom Holland, who played Spider-Man, then Michael Keaton, then Robert Downey Jr., Marissa Tomei, John Favreau, Gwyneth Paltrow makes her appearance as well, Donald Glover shows up in this movie, Hannibal Buress, Bokeem Woodbine, also Laura Hayer, John Batalun, Zendaya, I believe. I said it wrong. It's okay. I'll be all right. Tony Revolori? I keep on messing his name up. Guy who plays Flash. That kid's in there as well. So if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely put this on pause and come back to it, because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. The synopsis is as follows. And you can find the synopsis on IMDb. This is probably the best one I've seen so far. So, Peter Parker, with the help of his mentor, Tony Stark, tries to balance his life as an ordinary high school student in New York City while fighting crime as a superhero alter ego Spider-Man when a new threat emerges. So that's basically a perfect synopsis for this movie. You have it where Michael Keaton's Adrian Toomes is the Vulture, and Peter Parker's trying to fight him and trying to get rid of all this new tech that's coming on the streets of New York City. It's crazy, because you see the aftermath of the Avengers, and then it ties in quite nicely. There are a few plot holes with the timeline, but that's fine. It's one of the things where, in a movie world, you can't expect to cover everything perfectly. So with me, I enjoyed it for very much. When you think about Spider-Man Homecoming, the first thing that jumps in your mind is the suit. The suit is from Civil War. That suit looks amazing. You see more tricks and tools that Tony Stark's put in this actual suit itself. It looks amazing. It functions so well. And when he takes off the training wheels protocol, man, can this suit go. It feels like the Iron Spider suit, but in a low-tech form. And then later on in the movie, you actually see the Iron Spider costume. So it's kind of crazy. So I can't wait to see him hop in that costume as well. Tony Stark brings that out at the end of the movie. It's like, okay, kid, you did great. You're going to go be in an Avengers now. But then Tom Holland's like, nah, I'm going to stay in New York City and help out my city a little bit. So it's kind of cool seeing that kind of aspect right there. You see that Tom Holland's character has grown quite a bit. So instead of just trying to, I want to be an Avenger, let's do this and get stuff in trouble, when I was actually thinking, and hopefully there's more hijinks in the next movie. But this one had quite a bit of hijinks where he's acting like a kid, he's having a lot of fun. You see a whole lot more of the high school aspect, which was quite absent from the other movies. Or they've added a little bit, but then they skipped over and made him older. So they grew him up too fast, too quickly. But for this movie franchise, I see it going pretty well, because this one, I believe he's a sophomore. So the next movie, he'd be a junior. So it works out well, where you could gradually make him older. He looks the part, basically. Even though he's like 21, he looks like he's 15, 16 tops. So you could age him up properly and have it where your Spider-Man's actually in high school, instead of, you know, Tobey Maguire, where he looked old, and then Andrew Garfield looked a little younger, but he still looked older for high school. And they both played two different other characters. This one was your run-of-the-mill Spider-Man with, you know, not too popular in school, but enough to where folks know who he was, but no one would picture him being Spider-Man. Because when he's Spider-Man, he's a totally different character. So it's kind of cool to see that aspect there. And you would think that Iron Man will be in it more, but he's not. He's in it for a little bit, but not as much as the trailers portray. The trailers portray that he might be in it way too much, but this one had it where they trickle him in nicely to certain parts of it, and it worked quite well. From start to finish, you see Peter transition from being this kid that didn't know anything, the kid that's really drunk on the excitement of the Civil War activities. So now he lost the suit. He had to actually think about how he has to make it work without the suit. So the main purpose of Tony taking the suit is basically saying, yo, if you can't do it without the suit, then you don't deserve it. And that's the prime example. It felt like he leaned on the suit way too much. So when he took away the suit, you see him grow even more. It was very, very cool. And the one part that had me gasping for air was when Peter Parker goes to Liz Allen's house, you know, for the homecoming dance to get her. And you see Adrian Toomes open up the door and you find out that the Vulture is Liz's father. It was crazy. And then everything afterwards was just amazing. From in the car, you know, Peter looking at Liz when she's blabbing too much. He's looking at her like, yo, girl, shut up. For real. Like, quiet down. You're blowing my cover right now. So then Adrian basically figured out, okay, you're Spider-Man. You can't even deny it. I'm sorry. You're Spider-Man. And it's just crazy to see how that transpires on from there. To be honest, this movie had me very hyped. I drank the Kool-Aid from start to finish. I was scared that the trailers would have gave away too much, but it doesn't at all. It gives away a little bit, but not enough to where you're spoiled. Not even close. There's a whole lot more in this movie. It's a lot of heart in this whole thing. And you have a feeling like a John Hughes movie. Or like, it's, you know, basically movies from the 80s like The Breakfast Club, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Movies like that where it's like strictly like, okay, it's cool time in high school. And then you show him outside where he's Spider-Man-ing up. So it's definitely great. I will say definitely bring everyone you know to this movie. It's definitely worth your spending of money. I've seen it twice already. I might go see it one more time in IMAX because I've seen it twice in regular digital. So I want to see it in IMAX to see some of the shots look amazing from the outside. So I can't wait to see that. There's only one drawback to this movie. And I'll be honest. When you're watching it, and I've noticed it twice so far, it feels a little longer than what it really is. For some strange reason. It's supposed to be 2 hours and 13 minutes. It feels like it's roughly 2 hours and like a half. So it feels like 15 minutes drags a little bit. But other than that, the movie is superb. Because you're not thinking about it until there's certain parts where it's like, oh, they probably could edit that part out. Or they probably could edit this part out. But otherwise, this movie, amazing. Really is amazing. So you can go check it out. Stop listening to me review this whole thing about it. Go watch it for yourself. Let me know what you think about it. Leave a comment down below. You can find me on social media at Dwight Antc, and that's DWIGHTANTC. Catch your viewers next time.